And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Yes, 1-300-800-222, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to join the pop quiz for tonight. You know how it works, but if you don't, if you're a first-time player, first-time caller, I get a question right, move on to the next question, get a question wrong, and you'll let go. No helping if there's people in the car, no looking it up on the internet. You just got to play along and be honest. 1-300-800-222 to play along tonight. Let's kick it off with Trevor in Croydon Park. G'day, Trevor.
Oh, good evening, James.
How are you?
Oh, good morning, I should say, yeah.
Yes, it is good morning for some of us, yep. Did you have a good day today?
An average one.
Oh, dear. Well, let's see how you go with tonight's pop quiz, and hopefully it won't be average either.
Right.
All right. Question number one, Trevor. Name the four housemates in The Young Ones.
Okay, there's Vivian.
Yes.
Can't even remember Vivian by name. There's the hippie, and I can't remember his name. Neil.
Yes, Neil is one of them.
There's two more.
Uh-huh. Doing well so far.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Vivian, Neil. And...
Come on.
I'm picturing the actors.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Trevor, you got it. You're so close.
I think actually, mate,
may have got
signing off.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for kicking us off tonight, Trevor.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Bye. Trevor in Croydon Park there. 1-300-800-222. Lorenzo's in Fulham Gardens. Welcome back, Lorenzo.
Thank you, James. Truly an honour. How are you?
Good, thanks. How have you been this week?
Very good. Yes, I am. I've just come back from seeing Tim Minchin at the Entertainment Centre. He and his band were brilliant. So I would highly recommend, if anyone's planning to get tickets, I sound like his marketing department. And I don't know if he's still doing shows, you know, as part of the tour, but no, it was great.
Okay, well, look, a good show is a good show.
Definitely.
Glad you had a good time, Lorenzo. Yeah. All right, well, did you ever watch The Young Ones?
I must admit, not really.
Okay.
Is the question to list all four members?
Yeah, we need the four housemates. So far, we've got Neil and Vivian.
Neil, Vivian, oh, I'm in trouble here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry,
okay,
James.
That's all right, Lorenzo. What do you got planned for tomorrow?
Not a huge amount. Maybe a bike ride with my son to town, and I think that's about it.
Oh, great. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Definitely. Thank you, James.
Thanks, see Lorenzo. Ya. Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens, 1-300-800-222. Okay, let's go to Frankston where Justin is. Justin, can you help us out with The Young Ones?
Oh, I would not know who The Young Ones are, but I know there's Vivian.
Yep.
That is all I know. I've never used to watch The Young Ones.
Uh-oh. Okay, this is not helping us with the first question.
I know. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Justin. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, man.
Okay. Justin's not able to help us either. 1-300-800-222. Tom is in Yerungai Creek. G'day, Tom.
Good evening.
How are things with you?
Good, thank you, James.
That's good. Have you ever watched The Young Ones?
Yes, years and years ago.
Okay, okay.
I know Neil and Vivian, because Vivian had the long hair.
Yep.
And Neil was the wild one with the glary eyes, and I think he was a garbage man, but he was rough as anything.
Okay.
But I can't help you with the other two, I'm sorry.
Gosh, so everyone remembers Neil and Vivian by the sounds?
Well, they're the two that stand out.
Mm. Yeah, well, it sounds like you're not alone in that. All right, Tom, well, we better let you go and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, good night.
Thanks, Tom. Gosh, it's a hard question to start off with tonight. Brett's in Brisbane. Hey, Brett, how's the rain? Has it passed over yet in Brizzy?
Well, where I am, we didn't actually get any. We just got a bit of thunder and lightning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, please tell us that you know the four housemates of the Young Ones.
I'm afraid it was a bit of a tragic, but did watch it.
Oh, fantastic.
It was Mike the Cool Guy and Rick.
Yes, Mike and Rick are the other two. Neil, Rick, Vivian and Mike. Fantastic. All right, we're off. Question number two, Brett. Name the 1995 film that this line is taken from.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13, as I guess.
Yes, Apollo 13. Yes, I think that's certainly an easy one, the first one, that's for sure. Okay, question number three. What band, who performed in Sydney tonight, are on a world tour reported to be worth approximately £400 million, which is the equivalent of 770 million Australian dollars.
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
Ooh.
Have a guess and say Oasis.
Yes, it's Oasis. It was a guess, but you were right, Brett.
Okay, I better quit while I'm ahead.
Well, did you know that they were in the country?
I did remember hearing something on the media, but I didn't. I'm a bit old for that.
Well, you still got there anyway, so it doesn't matter. Okay, well, let's keep going. You're on a roll. Question number four. Name the British children's program that ran from 1965 to 1977 and had this as its opening theme music. Okay, that's enough. does that ring a bell for you, Brett?
It does. I think it's the Magic Roundabout.
Yes, it's the Magic Roundabout.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're in sync. Can't believe it.
Now, what happened in the Magic Roundabout? Did you watch it?
I vaguely remember something about a dog called Dougal or something and some elves or something on a roundabout that went round and round.
Yeah, okay.
That's about it.
All right.
Long ago.
Gosh, well, I'm glad that we don't have to listen to more of that music because, my gosh, it was a lot. You're on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. We're playing the pop quiz tonight for your Saturday night. Brett from Brisbane is up right now. If you'd like to join the queue, you can. 1-300-800-222. And look, if producer Lockie has time to drag over the text as you play along, then he will. Okay, question number five. Last month, Radio National conducted a poll of the top 100 books of the 21st century. Trent Dalton's Boy Swallows Universe topped the poll, but what came in at number two?
I wouldn't have a clue. Sorry, I'd have to pass.
That's okay. You did well, though, Brett, so I think you should be happy with that.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brett. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Brett in Brisbane there. We'll get to your next caller in just a moment.
ABC Radio, your local source of national and international news, weather and emergency information. We engage with audiences through both analogue and digital radio services. In times of emergency, all the latest news and information can be heard via your local ABC radio station, online at abc.net.au/radio or via the ABC Listen app, or head to abc.net.au/news for further news and information. ABC Radio, across Australia.
Nightlife with James Finlay. This is ABC Radio.
We're playing the pop quiz tonight. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to be part of the pop quiz tonight. Karen is in Altona Meadows. How are you, Karen?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Did you get up too much? What was that?
Don't like the question.
You don't like the question. You weren't keeping on top of the top 100 books on Radio National the other week?
No.
Oh, dear. This isn't good. This isn't good. So last month, Radio National conducted the poll of the top 100 books of the 21st century. Trent Dalton's book, Boy Swallows Universe, was number one. I'm after number two.
Look, I want to say the Bible. That's pretty popular.
The what?
The Bible.
The bridle.
Bible.
Oh, the Bible. Well, no, I think it came out before the 21st century. So,
but oh, sorry, that's the ones that came in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Let me think. I'm not a big literary buff. I'm just trying to think of a book. Would it be a Harry Potter book?
I think they were in there, but it's not a Harry Potter book. Yeah. All right. What do you got planned for tomorrow, Karen?
Thank you.
No worries, Karen. All right. See you. Karen in Altona Meadows. Let's head to South Australia. Mark's in Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Now, you don't sound too keen on this question either.
Yeah, not quite sure, but is it Kill of the Mockingbird?
No, it's not How to Kill a Mockingbird, no.
Okay, man.
That's all right. All right, thanks, Mark. Rhonda's in Winston Hills. G'day, yeah. Rhonda.
G'day. I think it's The Book Thief.
Yes, it's The Book Thief.
Fabulous book, lovely book.
Ah, very good. Have you read it?
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's a lovely book. I haven't seen the film.
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. For those who haven't heard of The Book Thief, can you give us a little rundown?
It's set in Nazi Germany when the Nazis are just coming into power, and, of course, they had a policy of burning books. And the young girl, she likes to read, so she takes the book from the pile of books that are burning, and then I think she finds a house that has a library, and she just climbs in the window and takes the books, but, you know, a book each time. But underneath the cover of that, they're hiding an escaped prisoner and someone in their house. So it's just what happens during that time with her reading the books, and then the mystery of whether they can keep this escapee in their house while the Nazis are all around. It's a very, very good story.
Wow.
A lovely story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. The Book Thief
really
by...
worth reading, yes.
Okay, yep. By Marcus Zuzak, if you're after it. So there you go. Book recommendation there from Rhonda. let's head to question number six now. Name one of the two cheapest properties on a standard UK Monopoly board.
Yes. And the Park Lanes are the difficult ones. Mm. They're the green ones.
So, yes, Monopoly's like celebrating, I think it's celebrating 90
years.
Yeah,
90 years old. Mm. Haven't played Monopoly in a long time. The green, Coventry or something like that. No, Islington. Is this Islington one?
It's not one of the cheapest properties. No.
Okay.
No, right, what are you up to, Rhonda? What are you up to for the rest of the weekend?
I rested the weekend working bee at the school.
Oh, yeah.
And then going to listen to a band at a place in North Sydney tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, great. What needs to be done at the school? Is it the garden?
Yeah, the gardens need just about, it's a public school, and
yeah,
we're just all getting in to do an hour or two's of work tomorrow. There's not a lot of people who come these days. Everybody's working and busy. So a few same people again. But there's up on the Northern Beaches, there's a new venue that's opened up for live music. I think we should support it, so we're going up there in the afternoon.
Oh, well, good
there
one.
We go. I haven't talked this much on the radio for a long time.
No. Oh. Well, I'm glad that you called up, Rhonda. Well, good luck tomorrow and enjoy the band.
I recommend that book, honestly.
Yeah, no, I might check it out myself. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you very much. Good night. Bye.
Rhonda in Winston Hills there. Vince is in Mogo. Hey, Vince.
Yeah. Hey, how you going?
Good. How are things in Mogo tonight? Mogo on the south coast, yeah?
Yes, yeah, beautiful Mario, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so how familiar are you with a Monopoly board?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
So I'm after one of the two cheapest properties on a standard UK Monopoly board.
That would be the yellow one, the electrical companies or something like that, or go directly to jail for free.
No, the jail isn't a property.
Whoa, it is if you go there.
Yeah, but you can't buy it.
All right, okay, we'll go the electric company. Well, I don't know what it's called. The oh.
Okay, so one of the electric company.
Yeah.
You want to go with that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, it's not the electric company or one of the utilities, Vince.
Utilities, that's...
Yeah, the utilities. Yeah. All right, look, you have a good night, Vince.
Yep. Cool.
Talk to you soon. Vince in Mogo. Let's go to Dave in St. Arnold. Welcome back, Dave.
G'day. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you back. Now, have you played much Monopoly?
Oh, I love Monopoly. I used to be able to rattle off all the properties on the board. I know you get two $500 notes, two $100 notes, two $50 notes, six $20s, and five of the rest. I used to be a Monopoly freak.
So. Okay, so maybe you can name one.
I used to get very angry when I didn't win either. So.
Look, I'm sure you're not alone in that, particularly when playing with family. Dave.
Yeah, they're infuriating. But Old Kent Road's the cheapest one.
Yes, Old Kent Road is one of the cheapest. The other one, Whitechapel Road. And for those of you playing along, it was the brown properties or the brown squares. They're the cheapest ones, not the green ones or someone else. I think it was just green. Anyway, yes, so that's right. Okay, so let's go to, question number six. Name one of the... No, that's question number six. Question seven. Who owns this famous voice?
My mum was a very good person, but she was also an actor. She worked. And so, therefore, I suppose I learnt about women's emancipation from motherhood and just having to be a wife at home from her, which was very useful. But she did have... the morality of, I mean, she was very, very Presbyterian and Scottish, and I was supposed to be very, very good, so I just didn't tell her anything. She knows nothing at all about my life to date. She's 93 and still thinks that, you know, I make tea, I've never had a drink.
Okay.
Look, it sounds very familiar, but I cannot put a name to it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I shall let someone else have a crack at that one, but I'm going to kick myself because it sounds very familiar.
Yes. Yeah, I know how you feel. All right. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Dave and St. Arnold there. Back to the Monopoly question. Yeah, they are brown, but they did used to be purple, I've been told, but they're brown now. 1-300-800-222 to play the pop quiz tonight. Sarah's in Mount Macedon. G'day, Sarah.
Hi, just want to say hi to David and Sonana because I was up there. Tiny town.
It is a tiny town, yep.
Yeah, went for a memorial service for a friend's partner who passed away, unfortunately.
Oh.
But beautiful place to go if anyone wants to visit. I have no idea about the next question, though.
Okay. Would you like me to play
it? Two moments of fame. can you play it again?
Yeah, I can play a bit for you again. Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah.
My mum was very, very, a very good person, but she was also an actor. She worked. And so therefore, I suppose I learnt about women's emancipation from motherhood and just having to be a wife at home from her, which was very useful. But she did have the morality of, I mean, she was very, very Presbyterian and Scottish, and I was supposed to be very, very good. So I just didn't tell her anything. She knows nothing at all about my life.
Is that making it?
Yeah, well, I know Rick Mayall, right? But can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah, go for it, Sarah. Time? Yeah, I got
time. Okay, so my husband got up out of bed and had no clothes on. And no glasses on. And I was like, what are you doing cooking breakfast with no clothes on? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm just doing this. Anyway, so I said, you need an apron. And I put this feminist apron on him.
Where'd you go, Sarah?
Hey.
Oh, there'd you go. You dropped off, but you said that you put put a feminist apron on him.
A women's suffrage apron on him because he didn't have his glasses on and he had no clothes. Yeah, whoever that lady is, or woman, I should say woman. Yeah, so I dressed my husband up in a women's suffrage apron.
Well, I'm sure this person would have loved to hear that story too. Okay, but you don't know who is you're going to not going to take a stab.
Well, obviously it's an old British woman. Who I don't know. No. Go to the next person.
All right. Well, Sarah, you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye. Sarah in Mount Macedon there. Morgan's in Nowra and a first time caller. Welcome, Morgan.
How are you going?
Good. Love to see a first-time caller. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, not much. Curl into bed.
Okay, well, and then having the radio on. Fantastic. All right, well,
look. Listen to the ABC listen app, was cool.
Yeah, love to see it. Love to see it. Okay, so you've...
Put your local region in. You get the best local news, sports stories.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir, Morgan. Preaching to the choir. Okay, so you've heard this voice a couple of times now. Do you know who the famous voice is?
Can you play back again?
Okay, I'll play a little bit.
My mum was very, very, a very good person, but she was also an actor. She worked, and so therefore I suppose I learnt about women's emancipation from motherhood.
Any ideas?
I really do. I can't think I'll do that. And it's not who you think it is, too. No, really, I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'm a bit further out than I should. Has she been in a Fast and Furious movie? I swear she has. I feel like she has.
English.
She's very well spoken, and she's not Dame Judi Dench. So, kind of confused. It's a bit hard.
Okay, are you gonna take it? Are you going to take a stab, Morgan?
Well, you kind of get used to the cultured Australian language. Like, it gets a bit hard. It gets very hard.
Yeah. So are we going to go to the next person?
I'll take a James Judy Dench. You know, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, no, it's not Dame Judy Dench. Thank you, Morgan. Unfortunately, it's not. 1-300-800-222. Max in Abba, is that how I say your town, Max?
In the Abba, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Do you know this this caller? I mean, this voice.
Oh, I'd be a nuisance, but can you play it back one more time? Thank you.
Sure can. Let me just get it back.
My mum was a very good person, but she was also an actor. She worked, and so therefore, I suppose I learnt about women's emancipation from motherhood. And just having to be a wife at home from her, which was very useful. But she did have the morality of, I mean, she was very, very Presbyterian and Scottish, and sure. I was supposed to be very, very good. So I just didn't tell her anything. She knows nothing at all about my life.
Okay. Max, who's this?
It's a British lady, of course, but I'm an actor. Emma Thompson?
Yeah, it's Emma Thompson. Yeah, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, name the musical from the plot line. Ready for this? Ex-prisoner Jean Valjean rebuilds his life while being hunted by the unrelenting Inspector Javert. Against the backdrop of revolution, sacrifice and love intertwine as Valjean protects the people he cares for. What's the musical?
Yeah, no, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay, Max. Well, look, you have a good night.
You too, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. And another first-time caller there, which is great. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. You're on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. Please be careful with your language tonight, please, as well. I know it's Saturday. Okay. Adrian is in Bunbury. How are you with musicals, Adrian?
Oh, not just take you off last, mate. Right?
Yep. Off you go.
You good?
Yep. Have I got? Yeah, okay.
Now, the only thing that I can think of, James, would be Beauty and the Beast, perhaps.
All right. Well, that is, I guess, set in France, but no, it is not Beauty and the Beast. Adrian, what are you up to tonight?
No, I just had a chilling out, had a couple of beers now. I just had a game of cricket. My young fella played, he's only 13, and the first game of senior, or second game of senior cricket.
Oh my gosh, how did it go?
Managed to take a wicket for the first senior wicket. So,
well, that's fantastic. Super, that's a good start.
Yeah. No, mate, it's super to play with a young fella, so... happy days.
Yeah, good one. All right, well, look, got to leave it there and move on, Adrian, but thanks for playing.
Yeah. All good. Thanks, James.
Okay, Adrian in Bunbury there. Steve in Leicester. G'day, Steve.
How are you, mate?
No, good. How are things with you?
Yeah, very nice, thank you. Very quiet.
Okay, very good. Good to hear
it. I've just been reading.
Mm. Oh, you've been reading. Great.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've been reading a musical recently.
No, actually, funnily enough, I was reading one of the books out of the top 100.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good.
A recommendation that a book that I hadn't heard of before, and I finished it this evening. It was very, very good, actually.
Oh, right. What was it?
It was Demon Copperhead.
Okay. All right.
By Barbara Kingslover. Is that?
All right. Well,
reinterpretation of David Copperfield.
Oh, okay. Oh, how interesting.
The Appalachians in the 1990s. So, yeah, very good.
Great. Okay. Well, question number 8. You got to name the musical from the plot line.
I'll just say it didn't make me particularly miserable, but this question does.
There we go. Yes. So it is.
Les Mis.
Yeah.
Les Miserables. Yeah.
That's it, Les Miserables. Okay, question number 9. Okay, this is a music question. Take a listen to the song and then sing the next couple of lines for me.
computer. Computer games. 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 I stumbled there.
Yeah, well, there is a bit of stumbling going on there. We're taking that, producer Lockie. Yeah, I think, yep, we're taking that. Here it is. Yes, Computer Games by MySex, 1979. Very good. Okay, question number 10.
Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question. Wherefore art thou, Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question?
Yes, a Shakespeare question, Steve. Complete the following line from Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. Give me my robe, put on my crown, I have blank longings in me. We need to fill the blank.
Yes.
Give me my robe, put on my crown, I have blank longings in me.
Desperate longings in me.
No, but I feel like that would fit. But it's not the right answer.
Cleopatra, you probably would, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's right. Oh, Steve. All right, well, good to chat.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Next time.
Yep, talk to you next time. Steve and Lester there. We'll get to Louise in Gibson, first-time caller. Welcome to the pop quiz, Louise.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How's your night been?
Yeah, it's been good, thanks. I've just done the late-night station pickup. My husband was at Metallica tonight, so up later than usual.
Yes, yeah, sounds like it. And did your husband enjoy Metallica?
It was apparently excellent.
Okay. And you didn't want to go along?
No, not my company. That's fine.
Understandable. Okay.
We all have our thing.
Yeah, we all have our things. Exactly. Okay, well, how are you with Shakespeare? Is that one of your things?
I'm a bit wobbly, but could I hear it again, please?
Yes, you can. So this is from Antony and Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Give me my robe, put on my crown, I have blank longings in me.
Is it immortal? I have immortal longings in me?
Yes, it is immortal.
There you go. There's,
yes. Cleopatra speaks. Yeah, it's. Yes. What is it? Fourth form or sixth form?
Well, I went to high school in New Zealand, so sixth form, yes. Which is like, what's that?
What, year 12?
Grade 10. Yeah,
oh, grade
yeah.
10. Grade great. 10. It's coming back to all coming back to you. Yeah, so Cleopatra speaks these words as she faces her death. And critics often point to this line as the embodiment of theatrical death. So there you go.
Wow.
Okay, question 11. Do you remember the ABC? Oh, gosh. Well, if you grew up in New Zealand, this might be a bit tricky for you, Louise. Do you remember the ABC TV show from 1984 called Sweet and Sour? Take a listen to the title song from the series and tell me who's singing it. Who sings that, Louise?
Yeah, I've never even heard of that show, actually. I don't even recognise the voice. I'm going to say Olivia Newton-John and probably bid you a good night.
Yes, unfortunately, it's not Olivia Newton-John, Louise. But look, thanks for playing tonight and we'll talk to you again next time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great, thanks, Louise. Bye. Louise and Gibson there. Gisborne, 1-300-800-222 is the number called Play the Pop Quiz. I'll get to the next caller in a moment.
Where do you take the ABC Listen app?
In the car.
In the library.
Shh. To work.
Take ABC Local Radio with you wherever you go with the ABC Listen app. This is Nightlife with James Findlay
on ABC Radio.
We're only up to question 11 of 20. Not only will you walk away with the very prized magnet if you get to the end, but we've also got some Gardening Australia merch for you this weekend as well. Jacqueline's in Ballarat. Jacqueline, are you familiar with the ABC TV show Sweet and Sour?
Previous caller, I wasn't living in the country then.
No, going by your accent, no, that might not be the case.
I rang for what's the name, the one with the voice.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
Yes, there were certain words that could only be her. I listened to her quite a lot. She's so good.
Oh, she's so good, isn't she?
I mean, it was nobody else. It could be there were just parts of words that were just her.
Yeah. Okay.
But there you go. But, I'm no good with this one.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, how had you been going with the other questions?
Oh, good. Most of the others were good. Yeah. Shakespeare, good, all those other things. But
oh, dear.
Oasis, and that person wasn't too old to go to Oasis.
I don't think so. Well, they were big in the 90s. They could have gone.
I'm 72. I went.
Oh, you went? How was it?
Very good, very loud. I'd say the backing, the first band on, whatever you call them, support act.
Oh, yeah.
I only heard three words of what they were singing because was so loud.
Oh, dear.
And they're not like that on my laptop.
No.
There was a song called Don't Move to Melbourne. Please Don't Move to Melbourne, which I'd listened to beforehand just to see whether they were worth going to.
Oh, yeah, because I think it's ballpark music, right?
That was the only line I could hear in the whole song.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why they have stuff so loud. You can't hear anything.
I think the sound is sometimes not great in those really, really big venues, though, Jacqueline.
Yes, well, much bigger than the Robbie Williams at the Tennis Centre.
Mm.
And I think I was picturing that scale.
Oh, much bigger scale than that.
Yeah. Not sat up in a seat, but there you go.
Well, at least you still had a good time, though, Jacqueline, right?
Oh, no, it was fun. The kaleidoscopic colour behind them. I mean, they were little pinheads, a blur. They were not a blur.
They weren't blur.
They were Oasis, not blur. It was good. It was a good experience.
Oh, good one. And I think they had the pretty big screens there too, so you could see them, right?
Yeah. The screens along the back behind them were sort of above them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were constantly doing things.
Okay.
I was quite enamoured by them. We're not in the cinema. I should be looking at the stage, but the stage was too small.
They're too small. You can't see them on the stage. So. No. All right, Jacqueline. Well, look, great to chat, but we'll have to let you go if you don't know the
scene. I must tell you about the Magic Roundabout.
Oh, yes, please.
Not really a kids' programme. It came on 5 minutes before the news.
Oh, yeah.
And in the evening. And the reason it was weird was because the film they got from France, but with no sound. So they had to make up stories for these visuals. It was nothing to do with what the French had done. They just got this vision and, you know, the dog doing this and Florence, the little girl doing this and the other one, boying. Leaping off into the night on his spring.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was fun. And I love that music.
So. The music was certainly a choice.
It was cute.
Yeah.
No, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And they did wonder. There was sort of thought about Dougal being de Gaulle, whether it was a sort of philosophical thing with the French president. Anyway, who knows about that? But the British had to make up stories from vision they had.
Oh, that's so funny.
Which is quite weird.
Why don't they just get a translator?
Oh, maybe it was weird.
Very weird indeed.
Maybe it was more weird.
Yeah.
Ermintrude the cow. Yeah. I mean, they're lovely.
Yeah. Oh, look, I do. Thank you so much for telling that story. I'm so glad I know that now.
Have a look at one.
I will.
Just watch one on YouTube.
I will have to. Oh, thank you, Jacqueline. We'll talk to you soon.
Otherwise, I'll sing you the song every time I ring up.
Okay, in that case, I will. We'll look it up.
As a threat.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Jacqueline. Bye. Jacqueline in Ballarat there. What a hoot. Chris is in Nelson Bay. Chris, totally forgotten what we're doing. We're up to question 11. Sweet and Sour is the TV show from 1984. This is the song, the title song, I Need to Know the Singer. One day the wind blows hot and cold. Life can be sweet and sour, but I am in control. It can chill me to the bone. Give me wings to fly on my own. I am in control. Okay, Chris. Does that sound familiar to you?
It was The Takeaways was the band. The singer of The Takeaways. Sharon O'Neill?
Sharon
O'Neill, something like that?
No, the song was written by Sharon O'Neill.
Right.
But it wasn't sung by Sharon O'Neill.
Oh, no, the band was The Takeaways anyway.
Oh, so close. How's your night been anyway, Chris?
Yeah, not too bad.
Okay. Oh, well, sorry, we didn't get any much further for you.
No worries, mate. Cheers. Have a good night.
You too. Chris and Nelson Bay there. Always. Okay. Yeah, it is The Takeaways. Okay. Michael in Kira in Queensland. Do you know the singer of this song?
Yeah, it's Old Hairy Armpits herself.
Need more information.
Deborah Conway.
Yes, it's Deborah Conway. Yes, it is. Only the beginning fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, she had a few other songs. I can't remember them right off the second, but yeah, only Deborah Conway.
There was another one.
Man Overboard.
Oh, Man Overboard. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, look, she's a good time. Okay, let's go to question number 12 because we're going pretty slowly tonight. This is where we're at.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Okay, this is the question. What do these classical composers have in common? Joseph Haydn, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Ludwig van Beethoven, as well as Romantic and 20th century composers Schubert, Strauss, Brahms, and Mahler. What do they all have in common?
They're all from Austria.
Well, no, then that's not the answer. And no, I've been pretty. Beethoven's German. Yeah, some of them are German. But okay, I can say where in Austria did they live?
Right, change the question.
Well, no, I'm being told I can give you a hint.
Yes.
That was the hint.
What was the hint?
The hint was where did they live? Because you said they're all from Austria, but you know, right. I need to be specific. Give me a city.
Vienna.
Yes, Vienna. Yep. They all lived in Vienna at some point. So there we go. Okay, question number 13. In the opening line of David Bowie's song Space Oddity, what two things is Major Tom told to eat and put on in the transmission from ground control? Do you listen to my...
Put your spacesuit and helmet on.
Oh, no, it's close, but not spacesuit and helmet, Michael.
No worries.
Got to leave you there. We'll talk to you next time.
All the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Joanna is in Newcastle. This is the quiz, by the way, the pop quiz on your Saturday night ABC radio. Joanna.
Hi.
Are you a David Bowie fan?
Oh, a bit, yeah.
Okay. So, in the opening line of David Bowie's song Space Oddity, what two things is Major Tom told to eat and put on in the transmission from ground control?
Take your protein pills. and put your helmet on?
Yes. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Yes. Take your protein pills and put...
That's about the best line I can remember.
Yeah, well, lucky you remember. That's the only line that you remember. Yes, take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Helmet on, yeah.
Okay, question 14. Which cartoonist created the characters Mr. Curly, Vasco Pajama, and the Duck?
Michael Loenig?
Yes, Michael Loenig is correct. 15. Oh, it's another song question, Joanna. Take a listen to this song, and I need the next two or three lines. Oh, baby, what you've done to me, what you've done to me. You make me feel so good inside, good inside. And I just wanna be close to you, you make me feel so alive.
It's hard to sing at this time of night. You make me feel.
Yeah.
You make me feel.
Yeah.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Yes. You make me feel. Oh, well done, Joanna. It came to you.
Everything after you've eaten chocolate.
Well, that's right. We got through that. Well done. Well done. And very, very good. All right. Let's go to question number 16 we're up to now. What real life off on-again, off-again Hollywood power couple starred in the 1966 film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
It's Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Yes, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Very good, Joanna. Okay, 17.
Name the soundtrack.
Now, normally for name the soundtrack question, we give you the choruses of three songs, and you have to say what film they're from. But we thought for this one, it might be a bit too easy. So this time, you're going to hear the start of three songs on the soundtrack of this 1965 film.
Let's start at the very beginning. She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
Oh, gosh. Might be a bit easy, that one, hey?
Yeah.
What's the film?
The Sound of Music.
Yes, it's The Sound of Music. Do, Re, Mi, The Lonely Goat Herd, and Maria. Gosh, we're getting close to the end, Joanna. Which, this is question 18, which musical instrument has 47 strings and 7 pedals?
Seven? A harp?
Yes, it's a harp. Well done, Joanna.
Harp, not an Irish harp.
No, I'll take a harp. I would also accept a pedal harp.
But
yes.
Okay,
only a few minutes to the news, but we'll see how we go with this one. Question 19. Name the Australian artist that has large sculptures in place near the entrance of the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra, the Art Gallery of South Australia, and the MCA in Sydney.
No, I don't think I know that at all. An artist. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, Joanna, you did well tonight, so congratulations. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joanna. Joanna in Newcastle there. 1300 800 222. Look, I'm giving you the number, but the lines are full at the moment, aren't they? There's one line open. Okay. Ian is in Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning to you, sir. You're having a fine night.
I am, thanks. Having a lot of fun here. Okay. Have you visited many art galleries?
Yes, I was. I was in one of them a little while ago, and I believe it's still standing.
Okay.
This is like churches. Sometimes I used to fall down when I walked in.
I understand that. Okay, so an Australian artist has large sculptures in place near the entrance of the National Gallery of Australia, the NGA, in Canberra, the Art Gallery of South Australia, and the MCA in Sydney. Who is that artist?
I don't know. I think it's a woman. I think one was recently done. I have no idea. So I'll retire and listen.
Okay. How's your night been, Ian?
Very interesting tonight, listening to the quiz.
How have you been going on it?
50-50, as usual.
Okay, okay. Have you got much?
It's nice to listen to some of the people on, just the quirkiness of the human race. And Joanna from Newcastle's got a lovely voice.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? Okay. Well, yes, and that's half the charm of the quiz, Ian. Look, I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Ian in Dover in Tassie. Okay, only a couple of minutes to the news. Let's see if we can get this. Jan in Ethelton, South Australia.
Is it
Jan or Yarn?
Yes, no, Jan.
Okay, Jan. Can you name the Australian artist that has huge sculptures in place outside the NGA in Canberra?
This is just so weird. It's Lindy Lee. And there's a very interesting story behind the one out the front of the art gallery in Adelaide, but I won't go into that now.
Well, you've got 40 seconds, if you can tell us, and then we'll do the last question after the news.
Oh, no. She might have borrowed the idea for the shape of the sculpture from someone else, put it that way.
Don't say something controversial, Jan.
Well, that's why, yes.
That takes us to question 20. Are you ready, Jan?
No, but go ahead anyway.
Which 2001 animated feature film was voiced by Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy, among others?
Shrek?
Yes! Well done. Yes, it's Shrek. Well done, Jan. You got there. You're going to go home with, well, you're not going home with anything, but we're posting you the very prized nightlife magnet. And you also get a Gardening Australia calendar or diary, whatever, maybe even a magazine, whatever's left in the kit that we have while I've been here. Jan, thank you so much. Congratulations. What do you got planned for the rest of the weekend?
I'm actually volunteering and seeing a feast show tomorrow. Yeah, I volunteer for feast. I'm seeing a show and then I'm volunteering.
Oh, right. The Feast Festival, that's kicked off, has it?
Yeah. I actually just came from the Tim Minchin concert earlier too, and I've just dropped my kids home.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
You're the second caller of the quiz tonight that's been to the Tim Minchin concert in Adelaide.
Yeah, we heard him on the way home. I said, this person's been at the Tim Minchin concert too.
I think it was Lorenzo, if I remember correctly. Oh, Jan. Okay, well, look, have a great time at Feast. I've been a couple of times. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy volunteering, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Beautiful. Take care, Jane.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.